Orange County School Board Superintendent Renfro Manning talks about schools in the next century.
Things will have to get worse before they get better, but looking in the long term, I think that society will realize that you can't use the schools to serve every single need without somewhere wrecking the process.
More coming up on Visions of America. When talking about schools in the next century, Orange County School Board Superintendent Renfro Manning decided to go back and look at trends in the past and present trends to use as a basis for what he thinks schools will be in the next century.
Trend number one would be the fact that during the last 100 years we have consistently added to the public school program. We've seen a trend of expanding programs within the public school operation. Society has looked to the public schools due to the fact that the public schools have been one of the best organized institutions of society and a fairly economical institution considering the scope of the services. Society has looked to the schools to solve various problems. And this started with the Agricultural Extension Act, and then went into home economics, and then into driver education, drug education, special education, sex education, safety education, just to name a few. And of course, career education and consumer education and legal education, these are some of the current things that society has looked to the schools to try to prepare youth in these various directions. Trend number two would be the movement of state and local governments, or state and federal governments, to take control of the public school operation and usurp the prerogatives of local school boards. And this trend has slowly tended to proliferate and to increase. And trend number three is would be in the area of public employee bargaining. Research in the field leads one to the belief that this again is a controversy over control of the public education, with employees of that institution seeking more control and more voice in its direction. Now, based upon this background, I would project the following occurrences during the next 100 years. Citizens will insist on spending more time on the so-called 3 R's. We've already heard from the back to basics movement, but those special groups and special interest groups will not be willing to yield the time that they have in the school program. Therefore, in order to go back to the 3 R's, we will have an extended school day of possibly 7 or 8 hours. And another trend will be, or another projection for the future, would be that local school boards will lose control of the schools. And the school institution of schools will become locked in a maze of federal and state laws and negotiated agreements with probably a branch of a national teachers organization of some sort. Now, with this occurrence of these two factors, the schools will become embroiled in sort of a colossal mess. And at that point, we might evolve into a federal system of education similar to that which is currently in European countries. And the federal organization will then negotiate with a large federal teachers union. And that seems sort of bleak, but it's essential for us to remember that we're living in a democratic society. So we will not have public policy very long unless the public is with the policy. So when parents find out that they've been disenfranchised of their ability to control the schools, then I would project that the pendulum will swing and the state and federal government's role in schools will be somewhat diminished, and we will then end the next century with much local control and citizen participation somewhat similar to that which was common when we entered this century.
Orange County School Board Superintendent Renfro Manning looks at public schools in the next century on Visions of America. I'm Russ Roberts.